Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's chat to Editor-at-Large Jan van Meulen from My Broadband to find out if we are losing what is ever left of our very, very fragile and precariously balanced minds, or if this is something real. Jan, good morning. Look, if you hadn't lost your mind, Jan, if you were there while I was playing that ridiculous song, I do apologize on behalf of the whole Hebrew nation.
I couldn't understand what he was saying, so it just sounded quite festive.
That it was. Absolutely festive and fun. Anyway, so Jan, are we losing our minds or are we losing our signal?
Yes, it's interesting. I've not noticed anything, I want to say north of the Budavors curtain, but, you know, these kinds of things are quite localized and they're network dependent. So, if folks are saying that they're having problems on Vodacom, it would definitely be good to find out from folks which networks they're on, where they're experiencing these problems. They've already said which areas they're experiencing these problems, and I can find out from the networks what's going on, but it really can be caused by a number of different things.
Right.
And so as you were saying that, I was Googling for coronal mass ejection, because there's basically in sunspot activity, I guess, to see if, you know, there's some activity with our sun that could be interfering with the signals. But I mean, it could also be load shedding related, but there's no load shedding at the moment. But certainly when there is load shedding, that affects our towers and your signal. But there can be any number of things causing interference and causing people's signals to degrade. It's interesting that so many people at once are complaining about it. As I said, usually it's quite a localized thing. You know, it'll be like one neighborhood in one town or one city complaining because something's gone wrong in that part of the network. Not sort of a whole chunk of Johannesburg, which is what this sounds like.
It certainly does, and when I started looking into it yesterday, it really did seem that a tremendous amount of people, and it does seem to be that it is more Vodacom users that they're not. If on 34519 or 0618951019, if you are experiencing issues, let me know which network it is as well. Look, what I've always noticed is certain streets or certain positions are particularly bad, and that's invariably wherever I've lived. Somehow we find ourselves right in a dead spot, and we've got to put in a booster or something like that, which we know is works, because when the power goes down, before we put the booster on a UPS, we noticed immediately that we had no signal. It was gone completely. With a UPS connected to the booster, then at least the signal continues reasonably. That is until it seems as though the cell phone towers go down. What is their battery backup? How does that normally work?
Yeah, so some towers have battery backups and some don't. It depends on, you know, whether a tower was identified as essential enough to invest in. I mean, like they, you know, do obviously want to put battery backups on every tower, but it's not financially feasible to do so. So that's the one aspect. And then, yeah, the other one is that depending on the tower, you know, it might have enough batteries on it to keep it going for, say, 6 hours or 4 hours or so, but then it needs like 18 hours to charge. And if the tower goes down, in between that time, then, if the power goes down in between that time, then the tower's batteries can run out. And, you know, then we're not even accounting for battery theft. Batteries, I think it's something that we forget. Batteries are not magic. Especially if you do the big deep cycle type batteries that you're going to use as a backup on something like a cellular mast, or a base station.
Right.
Those require a lot of energy and a lot of time to recharge. It's not like these fast charging lithium ion things that we've got in our phones. These are things that have to put out a tremendous amount of power. And when 5G comes, that'll be even more power that they require. And so, there's some concern over the amount of batteries required to ensure that there's sufficient backup for 5G sites.
So interesting. Javi says, morning guys, I'm also on Vodacom, and I can be talking to somebody, then I just lose connection, have to call back. Bev says, I'm on Vodacom. Yaya says, I'm having trouble with the signal in Parktown. That's with Telkom Mobile. Are the cell phones shared at all?
In what way do you mean shared? So there's, yeah. let me tell you what I do know. And so what can be happening is that the networks might be physically working on their networks in that particular area. So, for example, Cell C recently migrated its whole contract and broadband customer base onto the Vodacom network with Vodacom as their roaming partner. So that is one way in which things are shared. And then Telkom Mobile, so the person who was complaining about Telkom Mobile also roams on the Vodacom network.
Wow.
So, Telkom Mobile was roaming on MTN, but that roaming agreement expired.
So that's actually interesting. So Yaya saying that Telkom's also a problem. It could be linked to the same Vodacom problem.
It could be Vodacom, exactly. And I'm looking, this is just one aspect. I'll have to look at, at the rest of the networks, but there's, you know, I'm looking at Telkom and Vodacom, on down detector. Mm-hmm. And there's people complaining, Equestria, Pretoria, signal is terrible, struggling for the last few weeks. Vodacom internet in Margate down all day. Poor signal reception in East London and Dunsane for the last couple of weeks. Blackout, Pakhalsdorp, Mooi Kloof, Oude Kloof housing complex. All Vodacom neighbors are down. This is yesterday. Total blackout in Pakhalsdorp. So that's a second complaint there. Outage in Evander, Mpumalanga. So, there's a lot of folks experiencing problems on the Vodacom network in a couple of different places in the country. So it's, to answer your question, to people, no, you're not going crazy. There definitely seems to be a problem.
Right. Now, why can't we get more of those fake looking palm trees and just put towers up everywhere?
Yes.
I know people are saying it's dangerous and this and that. My attitude was, I want enough signal that if I needed to make popcorn in the middle of my lounge with a radioactivity around, I would be able to do that. I don't mind as long as I can talk on my cell phone and watch Netflix. How difficult
right,
is that?
Right.
That's not a big ask.
So the amount of power you would need to be able to cook some popcorn is microwave level.
And
I don't think there's any danger of that. The regulations around the world and in South Africa are quite strict. So there's no way that a tower will be allowed to put out enough power to do that. But why not be allowed to put up more towers and so on? So networks will make two, statements here, I think, if I might put words in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, it's not easy to put up a tower. Depending on where in the country you are, it can take anything from 18 months to 3 years.
Wow.
To put up a tower, because you have to go through a public consultation process. It's not that networks are
angels
here. And
I can tell you that Glenn Hazel, they are such, I mean, there's the Jewish word to use is kvetch. People just complain. So, you know, they're going to come up with everything if you try and put it. It's no wonder we don't have any signal in the area.
And then in places like, I think it was Durban or some one Cape Town community, you know, a networks get in trouble because they just put up a tower, or the public consultation process wasn't particularly public. And then people complain after you've put up the tower. And so you have to go through a public consultation process. But more important than that, I would argue, I mean, it's important to inform you know, the neighborhoods when a tower is about to go up there, so they can decide whether they want, because a lot of people just, they complain about the tower because of how it looks, not because of any safety issues. Yeah, but the fact is,
I think those fake palm trees are cool. And they never, they don't shed their leaves. They don't go brown. You don't need to keep trimming them. I don't know.
I'd say just put up a normal tower. Just forget the palm tree. Just normal tower looks less ugly. Right. The other part of this is the networks would say a far simpler solution is to have access to spectrum, which is something they've been complaining about for years and which will hopefully finally this year begin to be resolved as ICASA's spectrum auction is set to take place. And if the networks would say that if they were just been allocated some new spectrum in the past 10 years, even longer, depending on when you want to count from, you know, then this would have been less of an issue. They won't need to roll out towers everywhere. They could use their existing towers and just double up on the capacity on their network with new spectrum.
Yeah, very interesting. Moshe says, morning, Howard, please can you ask, does the migrating of Telkom and Cell C to Vodacom not create server congestion and also cause more calls to drop, not connecting and slower LTE speeds?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. It really shouldn't, because Cell C has been roaming on Vodacom before. Telkom has been roaming on Vodacom since I think 2 years ago or so. And the thing is that where it was causing problems was on Telkom's side. So it's Telkom customers who would feel the issues, not the Vodacom customers. And so unless this to me suggests something has changed. And so the thing that could have changed can be any number of things. It could be related to the roaming agreements. I would hesitate to leap to conclusions. I mean, it's a possible answer, but it could honestly be anything. There could be something my wife looked into called ionospheric scintillation, which is causing interference with signals.
Say the word again.
Ionospheric scintillation.
Phew. You can't say that after two tequilas, eh?
No, and you can't say it four times fast either. it's basically a fancy word for interference caused by solar activity, through interacting with our atmosphere. And so, I would look at a bunch of places, and I'm you know, trying to see if there was solar activity, that maybe we missed that might be causing this, but honestly, if it was solar activity, it would affect the other networks.
I was just going to say, I mean, there's no way that MTN is protected from solar activities. You know, you can barely get through to them on the helpline. So I wouldn't imagine.
That's right. You know, right. And so it suggests to me that something has changed on the Vodacom network, that Vodacom is busy doing something on the network that's causing this. And the thing is that, because so many people from so many different places are complaining, I can't imagine that it's a towers that are being changed one by one. It sounds to me like there's a
bigger
but
problem.
Maybe it is. Who knows? You know, maybe it is, you know, that Vodacom has sent out technicians to do a significant change on the network at a bunch of towers all over the country. And now all of those people are complaining, but it's more than likely something that's changed on the network.
And what's the best thing for us? What's the best thing for listeners to do in this case?
Notify Vodacom. So when you're experiencing signal problems, I mean, obviously you can use the My Broadband broadband speed test app, and that'll feed into a larger pool of data that we can, that we do, ultimately present to the networks. But if you contact your network through whatever channel that they make available, so there'll be an email address or something listed in the Vodacom app, or there'll be some way to communicate with them listed on their website. And specifically, you know, give them specific details about the problems that you're experiencing, and that'll help them build a picture. And the more people complain, not as in the more one person complains and the louder they complain, I mean the more the number of people are who complain, the more Vodacom will be able to have a sense of how widespread the issue is. And so it's important that folks call into shows like this one and you know, post on social media when there's an issue, because that's also a signal that folks like us can use to see what's going on.
Yeah.
But it is equally important that they inform the network, and then obviously I'll follow up with them to find out what is going on.
Marion says, my internet is generally bad at the moment in Hurlingham Gardens, but lots of dropped Vodacom calls. That's from Marion. And Janine says, Howard, with regard to people from Glen Hazel complaining/kvetching, put these three words together: pot, kettle, black. Wow, Jan, can you imagine if I was sensitive? Can you imagine if I was sensitive?
One cannot be sensitive and work in the public eye, that is for sure.
Certainly not with my listeners, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Jan van Meulen, editor-at-large at My Broadband, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. We definitely will follow this up with you, because it's very clearly something that is going on. So many messages here, generally Vodacom-related, but so it'll be interesting to see. Maybe you guys can find out something. Jan van Meulen, have a fantastic weekend. Thank you, as always. It is 7:27. I'm Howard Feldman.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.